Hello and welcome to A Crack in the Vault.
Crack in the vault.
Boop, boop, boop.
Crack in the vault.
Ding, ding, ding.
Crack in the vault. This is the after show where we talk more about Disney stuff than we did on the main episode.
Southern motherfucking Democratic Republicans. Oh.
We curse on this show.
Yeah. Get it together.
If you don't remember. This week, we are talking about the 2016/2020.
Yeah, what do you call it? Like,
musical.
When did it come out?
Video.
Extravaganza.
Hamilton, which is now streaming on Disney Plus.
So let me start. Everybody and their mother's been talking about Hamilton since like
day
forever,
one.
Since
right.
2016.
Except for us.
And I've honestly not been. I have to have the experience to care.
Correct.
So for me, like, I can't, I mean, I could just listen to the music, and I have heard the songs before, but to me, it's not a thing until I get the whole experience.
Exactly.
I refuse to listen to it. I didn't listen to it. I didn't pay attention to it because I couldn't get a ticket, and I don't live in New York, so I didn't really care.
Me three. Yeah.
And that's, like, my mindset for most musicals.
Right. So a lot of us, so we live in, which you guys probably know this, we live in like Central California, and we're relatively close to San Francisco, which is a main hub for shows.
Right.
And LA, but LA is much, much, much farther.
Yeah, the Pantages is too far. Orpheum is.
So the Orpheum in San Francisco is a place where most of us have seen like our versions of off-Broadway shows.
Lots of Disney ones and Wicked.
There.
Well, yeah, they have everything there, not just Disney stuff.
Yeah, they do everything.
But so Hamilton has been there probably for quite a few months at this point, obviously before COVID hit. And they did a very interesting lottery system where you could put your name in and you would be entered in for tickets for 2 or 3 days down the line, and you would get it at an uber discounted price, really good seats, just to make sure that these tickets were selling out, which, I mean, these were like
they would have
fantastic
been anyway, but yeah.
seats.
Right.
But it's like on a Tuesday.
I know.
It's like on really
sucks.
Weird days where they might not have sold out just because of the day of the week. And I know many people who have won.
I know a couple of people.
And one of my friends, who's a listener of the podcast, Kayla Deirdrick, she won twice.
What?
In like a month period.
How much were the tickets? Like, she
they
got
were like 30 or 40 bucks.
Shut up.
So she
they were like nosebleeds or no?
No, they were
they
really,
were nice
really good
seats.
Nice. Like, I want to say she was in mezzanine or something.
Okay.
But anyway.
It's not even bad.
No, that's like my preferred area.
See their faces.
Yeah, I love mezzanine.
Yeah, so she. So this is something that like people have been able to like add to the hype of, but I still was like, but before we move any further forward, every time Hamilton has ever been brought up in my preview or purview, I've always thought about Andre
and Andre's
thoughts on a certain someone, which I think he's talked about on the podcast before.
Andre's previous hatred.
It's been a while.
For a man named Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No,
so
okay.
You gotta explain yourself, Andre. Why do you dislike Lin?
It's
so
freaking hilarious.
Okay.
And when Moana came, it was the Moana.
It was the
episode,
Moana episode.
Because you were like, he was like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Rotates me.
Stop it.
You're right, and that was early.
The
podcast.
Moana episode is episode
like
2 of the podcast. Okay. So I haven't discussed this in a while. But yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Over
100 episodes ago. He used to get so mad.
He was just a sore spot for me
personally.
Like literally personally, because
bless you, Luis.
In college, I was roommates with a very good friend of mine. And we were friends in high school, and then we went to college and became roommates, and that was a mistake, right? You know this if you're
don't be roommates.
Don't be roommates with your best friends, okay? It's a bad idea. So I had a falling out with Manny. That was his name. Had a falling out with my friend. But during our friendship, my friend had told me that he is cousins with Lin-Manuel Miranda. He brought me a CD of In the Heights back in like 2008 or something like that. And you guys was like, you got to listen to this. It's on Broadway. My cousin's a freaking genius. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And and then after we had our falling out, I was like, you know what? Forget Manny and forget Lin-Manuel Miranda, okay? I don't give a crap about either of them. Well, I can curse on this. I don't give a shit about either of these fools. They can go suck nuts. And
I don't like that guy's face. I don't like.
He's talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda, not Manny.
Oh no, I don't know Manny.
Yeah,
Manny could. I don't know him, but
you don't like his face.
We don't know him.
I know Manny. I went to high school with Manny. Yeah. Move along.
Anywho.
Sorry, Manny.
Sorry, Manny. Yeah, once again, yes, Manny. If you happen to pay for the Patreon and you listen to this episode, I no longer hate you nor Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay.
Because of Hamilton.
Stop it.
Hamilton saved America and
because
it saved.
Even though you liked Moana, you liked the music, you were still being a little bitch.
I was still curmudgeonly about it.
Fuck Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote this music.
Which is hilarious.
And I never understood why he was so upset about it. I was like, you need to calm down.
That
this
was almost 3 years ago,
yes.
Which
and
is
then
hilarious.
After that, he wrote one of the songs for Star Wars The Force yes. Awakens in like the cantina.
And Andre was like,
and
fucking
was like,
still.
All right, I mean, I guess it's an okay cantina song or whatever. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I guess it's fine.
Hella bitching about
it.
Whatever.
And then we watched this Hamilton musical. So Andre and I both had not listened to it. Honestly, I had no interest in it because I don't really like historical stuff in mm-hmm. general. Like, it's just not my jam.
I had a heavy interest in it because I do like history stuff, and I knew that this was a rap musical, which I had never heard of. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And
I knew it was a rap musical, but because it was history, I didn't really care.
Right. And that it was completely cast with people of color.
I didn't know that.
In a historical rap musical. I was like, okay, that's pretty up my alley.
I didn't know that to the point where when we were watching, I think it was like on the second song in the musical, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that those dudes were supposed to be white. And Andre was like, yes, Michelle, you're right. They're black people playing white people. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, I just need to make sure. Because, like, that's more normal for them to do that and nowadays. And, like, even when we go to see, like, Frozen 2 at Disneyland, like, Elsa 90% of the time is black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they just do that. But because I know already who Elsa was, it, like, I put two and two together. But I was watching this being like,
so Aaron Burr was a black dude?
And I was highly convinced that Aaron
Burr was
black.
Hold on, Aaron Burr was a sexy black dude?
Oh, he was a sexy black dude for sure.
What?
Oh, no. His name was Leslie?
Oh,
what?
No. founding daddies?
And so then I like, founding daddies for sure.
First off, Hamilton
was
no
Diggs
daddy.
Up in here.
He was
yeah,
no
Hamilton was not a daddy.
Daddy.
Get out of here. John Lawrence, all the others, they were daddies, but not Hamilton. So then when I told my mom to watch this, we went to her house, right, and we're watching the first scenes, and I'm looking at my mom because she doesn't know jack shit about history. She likes to pretend she does, but she does not.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a sixth grade history teacher, so he knows history. And so my dad's, like, really enjoying it, and I was like, Mom, I just want to make sure that you know that those people aren't really black. And she was like, what?
They weren't really black.
And I was like, all right, wasn't just
oh,
me then.
Oh, they're not black-facing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are black.
Yeah, but the people that they're portraying were not black. And she was like, oh. And then today when she came over.
It was 1776.
Today when she came over, she was like, you know, those people, I was just thinking, like, they were black. I was like, Mom, you're so dumb.
Founding fathers of our country.
Brenda.
They all signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
so
you imagine where we would be if that was not, if that had been the case?
That'd be wild,
yeah.
Son.
It'd be a whole other kind of country.
Granted, they did talk about slavery a little bit and stuff in this, but I think at first, like, I didn't put that together, and honestly, because I knew nothing about Hamilton. Like, I knew it was supposed to be a rap thing, but I didn't, like, I just, like, didn't put it together in my brain because I didn't know anything about Hamilton.
Right.
And honestly, did I remember who Lafayette was and all these people? Absolutely not. So they right. could have been black to me. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention in history class
French
because I didn't care
dude,
about
Lafayette.
History that much.
I love it.
Yeah, French dude, Lafayette, you know?
I don't know. So that's the basic history. I absorbed the basic premise of the show through pop culture and through the
you okay with
the
Lin-Manuel?
Word around town.
Lin-Manuel?
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, as this time has gone on and I experienced Moana and I experienced the Star Wars thing and he was in Mary Poppins Returns or whatever, I have grown to like him as a performer and actor and a writer.
Hey, you should have taken more advantage of your friend knowing him.
Probably. Yeah,
you
maybe I shouldn't have burned that bridge so long
shit,
ago.
Man.
Ah, damn. My Broadway days is over, but if you hire me, you'll get some smooth trills, baby.
Fuck off your smooth trills.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, I I and Andre, I'll speak for us both because we both ended up really enjoying it and liking it. We've watched it completely through twice, but we've listened to the album. I lost count now.
Several times. I listened to it a bunch.
Because once I get obsessed with one song, then I listen to it over and over again, and then you kind of get tired of that one. So then you skip to the next one, and then you get obsessed with it, and that's been the course of my 2 weeks. And I think it's kind of dying down now. Like, we listened to it today, but I'm like, okay, I think I'll go back to my EDM music now. Like, I think it died down a little bit, but so I haven't listened to a musical in so long that I was just
had a hype in a long time.
Right.
That I was just so excited to like sing some new songs or like rap them in my car, like some musical stuff. Where I was like, ooh, this brings like it was just like a good change of pace.
I
want to
say like my last hype musical was like
freaking Wicked for me.
Wicked, probably.
Yeah, it was Wicked for me.
I'm trying to remember when Rent was with. No, it was Wicked because Wicked came out after like in
Rent was pretty hype. A pretty hype.
And Andre and I,
Rent was hype for me.
A month ago or so, we went through a little musical thing where we were watching like Sweeney Todd and like
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera because I had never seen it.
Phantom of the Opera was hardcore for me. Like
really?
Like freshman.
I did not like it.
Sophomore year of high school, I was like. Right.
That's
the point of sexual tension.
Yeah.
I hated it.
That was like when I was getting my first kiss and realizing that like a man had a penis, but I hadn't ever seen it or touched it.
Yeah.
I was like,
that makes more sense. Do you saw that video I sent you about the wearing a mask is cool? And it was like guy from the Phantom of the Opera. Sure.
That was
dude
actually
was so creepy. Okay, anyways, moving on.
Gerard Butler was sexy as fuck. You take that back.
This was the opinion that I had of that movie.
I was not digging that movie
because
when
I had heard about it was when all my fangirl friends were hearing about it too, right? And they're just going crazy about how cool Gerard Butler was, and so I was like, yeah, I think it's a pretty good movie. Everybody I remember seems to like it a lot. But that was 14-year-old opinions.
It's funny because when you rewatch the movie, it's very slow,
right?
But when you watch it on stage, it's like technological
way better,
genius,
probably.
Because you have like a multi-level stage,
yeah.
the chandelier
crashing. You just see like what musical theater can be
on a
grandiose scale. When this was like just kind of made into a movie that was too long and too slow.
Right.
Too
you know
long
what I mean?
Is correct,
but the music is gorgeous.
The good thing about Hamilton is it didn't feel too long to me. I liked actually the simple stage that just had
the set was easy.
Right.
Just had the rotating, which is kind of common now. They do that at Disney too,
but
with like Frozen.
It
and
looks
stuff
really
like that.
Cool mixed in with the choreography.
And they made it simple. I like simple sets like that where it's just kind of like the same set and you can just change out some stuff. The dancers wear simple things so that they stand out more almost with their dancing and things like that. And something that was very interesting about getting to watch this is just close-ups on their faces. So Andre and I had watched like the extras stuff, you know what I mean? And it was saying that they filmed two different shows and they also had them do it without an audience as well so that they could get like close-ups on their faces and things like that, which of course makes complete sense. So it's definitely a different perspective than watching it on a stage, but I enjoyed that still. I think I didn't get the full effect of the dancers because even when I was rewatching it the second time, I was trying to look in the background more for the dancers because let's be real, when I watch Newsies, I was not paying attention to the main people.
No.
I was literally only looking at the dancers because that's just what it's about.
Speaking of
you
the Newsies, did you know that the 90s version of the Newsies has Christian Bale in it?
I did know that. I have never
Christian
seen
Bale
it.
And everything.
But yeah, Christian Bale is in
we
that
we just
movie.
Watched Prestige on Friday, and he was in that, too.
I only
Christian
knew he was
Bale.
In it because I saw, like, a picture of it pop up on, because I was, like, IMBDing something. And a picture of it popped up, and I was like, oh, my God, there's a guy with weird teeth. It has to be Christian Bale. And I clicked on it, and it was Christian Bale. I have a weird thing about his teeth.
I think that might have been one of his first movies, actually, as a young...
No, he would have been really young, but anywho.
Well, Emily, I know you only saw it once, and you made the comment that usually when you watch things the first time, you're not super into it. You need to watch it again.
Yes.
And I will say watching it the second time really did it for me. I was like, wow, because you can just pay attention to things more. You already know what the storyline's going to be. You know what I mean? So you can get those details. But did you still like it the first time?
So, okay, so here's my overall like critique or review. Mm-hmm. Overall, I liked it. It was a good show. There were fantastic elements. Mm-hmm. I did not, I'm not saying I didn't like the characters, I did not like the female songs. Mm. I feel like the female
Any
songs, in general,
right?
Because I don't really remember
like
them
Angelica
that much.
Or Eliza?
No, just in general, I feel like the female songs were just not up to par with the male songs. Mm. And I guess I just come from, like, that musical background where, like, the female songs are just rock hard.
Right.
They just, like
Wicked, yeah.
they just attack you.
Yes.
And the male songs do, too. But this, I feel like the male songs were just on another level. And the women's parts were just so, like...
And Peggy.
And I will say right
the
now...
The songs were... I'm sorry. They were annoying to me.
And
sure.
I will
and
say right now that
hold on. Pause.
Okay.
I think it was supposed to be done that way as a juxtaposition between, like, males having...
power and status.
Power and status, hey. And the women literally just like traipsing behind them, trying to get their word taken
right.
out and everything.
Yeah.
But I was like in the Helpless or whatever song it was,
Helpless.
Weightless. I was going to pull my eyes out.
I love that song.
Nope.
So I agreed with you the first time. I was like, Eliza sucks. I don't like her. And then I watched it a second time, and I liked the female songs a lot more.
Okay.
And right. I the Satisfied song that Angelica sings, the one where they like rewinded everything,
yeah.
she was like rapping about how she liked Alexander, that's my favorite song.
I think that's
I love
one
that
of the most
song.
Powerful
that
songs
That one's
in the
better
show.
One.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
the
yeah.
female ones, yes. Right. But there's plenty of ones that she sings, like where she's just talking about burning his letters.
Like
I'm like, whatever.
And,
like, I don't care. I don't care about, like, most of, a lot of the ones
but
that she
that
sings.
But that song could have been the song
right.
of the second act.
Right,
that's
right.
why
yeah.
I feel like, I think of, like, in Les Mis when they sing, not the dream one. What's the other one? Where she's walking through the street and she's, like, crying and not that
oh,
one.
Oh,
like, right before she dies?
No, not her. Not... I know all the names of these
oh,
characters.
Oh, the sad part.
The sad part.
No, that's all sad.
I'm done. It's, okay, so like, if you're thinking of the movie version, Eddie Redmayne likes Amanda Seyfried, but it's the other girl who's singing to him because she's really in love
oh.
with him and she's never going to be noticed.
Oh, okay.
When we walk down the street.
Yeah. Yes. The
I need
the
to
brunette.
Watch Les Mis again.
And she's walking
yes.
around.
The long point of the story is that is a symbolic song.
Yeah.
And it was so touching and moving. This burn could have also been that way, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it just was like, I'm going to burn your letters. All right.
yeah.
All right. Moving on.
I agree with you about the
because
woman.
Then she has such an important, like, ending of this entire story.
Yeah,
right.
I love
yeah.
Which I think
stuff.
To myself, like, okay, well, then why wasn't she that important
she
to the
audience?
She took
herself out of the narrative, remember? And then she put herself back in when he died.
Girl, you're quoting the lyrics. I know. but I'm just saying, like, I didn't feel like she was,
right.
like, triumphantly taking herself out of the narrative and then literally inserting
yeah.
herself back
yeah.
into the story.
It's very interesting
yeah.
because, yeah, the Eliza character, she's introduced this kind of, like, the background love interest
yes.
to Angelica's foreground love interest. And then later on, you know, the son dies and she's there and she's hanging out and she's sad. And then he dies. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert for the show. Sorry.
That's history.
Well, yeah, that
My
too.
My mom was so pissed when I was like, she was like, are you serious?
And so he dies. And
yeah,
and
he actually does.
And the show is ending, right? And then all the spotlight is put back onto Eliza. But you really didn't get, like you said, like a really good relationship with her throughout the show. I mean, she's there and she's important to a certain extent,
mm-hmm.
but it really feels like she's playing background to both Hamilton and Angelica and even the son, Philip, at certain
Which I
times.
Appreciate because that was time period correct.
Right.
Yeah,
she would
which
have,
is true.
But I would have liked that moment of connection with her before you're going to be like, okay, now she's super important
right.
because I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know that sounds mean, but I didn't
yeah.
have any connection with her.
Sure.
But okay. in general, the show was fantastic.
Yes.
The freaking four gentlemen.
Oh, David
well,
Diggs. I'm obsessed with you.
Besides, well, I mean,
Hamilton.
The other three were just fantastic.
Plus
yeah.
Aaron Burr.
Plus Burr.
Oh, my gosh.
We're fantastic on both sides. Washington was good. Luis loved Washington.
He was
really
awesome.
He was good. But the other ones, I think, were just... star-studded. Yeah,
the guy who plays Washington plays Moana's dad. He sings that song.
Yes.
And so once Andre pointed that out, I was like, oh, all I can hear now is, song.
His name is Christopher Jackson, and he plays a man named George Washington. Like, he has the most presidential name for a dude who plays a president.
Well, Leslie Odom, who plays Aaron Burr, hands down, star of the show. He not only plays Aaron Burr, but he basically is the narrator of the entire
thing. I kept saying that to Lisa. I'm like, he's totally the narrator.
Well, if you go back and you listen to it again, like, he literally sets the stage for every song, and he just comes in, he's narrating everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dude, hands down, and he has, like, the most beautiful voice when he's singing, like, the Theodosia song or whatever. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, you have the voice, like, this smooth voice of an angel. Lo and behold, he's a jazz singer, makes freaking perfect sense, you know what I mean? But
he's
I love him and David Diggs.
Extremely strong performances.
So who's your favorite character? Not who's your favorite actor or who's your favorite, like, song, but like, because
like Hamilton,
they play different characters, right?
Yes. So David Diggs, he plays Lafayette in the first act, and then he plays Thomas Jefferson in the second
act. Well, all three of them, the other three guys, they all play dual roles.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So which one is your favorite character?
That's a good question. I think, honestly, out of everyone, and it's kind of only dawning on me now, but I think out of everyone, my favorite character is Aaron Burr. Because he has this whole arc that's parallel to Hamilton's, where he goes along and he's trying to make a name for himself and stuff like that, but he's doing it in much more, like, weaselly ways.
I was way more invested in Aaron Burr than Alexander Hamilton.
Than Hamilton was and stuff like that. And he just gets to espouse so much more emotion because of it in his background songs and his narrator songs. He's like, I want to be in the room where it happens, and how does this guy get to get all the things when I don't get anything, even though I'm doing things the wrong way, you know?
Yeah.
Which, it's funny because at first, I will say this, I didn't think at first that he was weaselly, because
I don't
really
either. I still kind of don't.
I kind of see myself in him when it comes to, like, political things.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, me too. I'm like, are you trying to die? I feel him.
Well, before a lot of the civil unrest that happened now, because I feel like I wasn't a part of it.
Right.
And I felt 100%, if you had asked me maybe 6 or 7 months ago, I would have told you I have no faith in our political system. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to make this, like, a thing right now, but just my personal opinion is that I didn't feel like my vote even mattered.
Right.
I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And I would have told you before all of this George, like, what has happened since George Floyd's just absolute
devastating
events, I would have told you that protesting does not matter.
Right.
Because I honestly didn't think
it
did.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
But because of, so if I had watched Hamilton at that point, mm-hmm. I would have been like, ooh, I'm pretty Aaron Burry.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't want to make waves. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, step over people's feet. I don't want to burn bridges.
Step in the background and do my own thing.
Because
and then
that's how I would have understood. Yeah. But now, it's so interesting that this came, that it came out in the time period that it did.
Right.
Yeah.
And that it came to Disney Plus at the time that it did. Because now that I'm watching it with kind of a new set of eyes that I feel very differently about all of this stuff, mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, like, we can look at him and think he's Weasley when he's just, like, doing what he's trying to do to survive.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why this show feels so good
relevant.
To watch. It feels very relevant. It feels revolutionary.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very strong in the fact that it's coming out right now. And when it was premiering on Broadway, it was during the election year where Trump got elected, you know? So I'm sure it felt just as powerful then. But I think, honestly, it probably has even a little bit more power right now, especially since, you know, it's being broadcast all over the place.
I think the reason that I related to Aaron Burr more, Alexander Hamilton, every time he was like, I see death, it's right in front of me, I was like, you need to shut your trap, like, I'm over you. I relate to Aaron Burr a lot because I personally am terrified of death. And so he's like, I ain't trying to do nothing that's going to get me to die because I'm like the only one left alive in my family. And I'm like, I feel you. So that's why, like, I related to him a lot more. But, like, favorite character or favorite, if we're, like, taking out Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, because basically they're equally both leads in this thing.
Mm-hmm,
like,
sure,
if we're, like, doing favorite, like,
Just character.
Secondary character.
No, just any character. It doesn't matter if they're leads or not. Just like, who's your favorite character?
Oh, then it. Oh, freaking Lafayette, dude. I loved that.
Lafayette.
See, for me,
he's a French.
Oui, Lafayette.
I have two just there
neck
for
and neck.
Just complete different reasons.
The Lancelot of the Revolutionary.
He was
my
favorite.
Who are yours, Emily?
Jefferson.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that first part, Jesus
when
Christ,
he
came
himself.
Out. He just came out like the 70s. Like,
yeah.
He was
he
just like working it. And the king.
Freaking king.
King
George.
Oh,
Lord.
I forgot.
I'm sorry. I forget about him, but he's.
I'm sorry.
The comic relief that was needed in this.
I kept looking at Luis, and I thought Luis was going to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Did he
and
love him?
Luis was like going to piss his pants.
Yeah.
It was so perfectly constructed and crafted because
yeah.
He does nothing.
Oh, my God. His body movements during the
he
first
he literally
song,
only moves his shoulders in that one part, and I was dying
he
laughing.
Does the super sexy model walk up the stage, right? And then he proceeds to stand
completely still.
With his face almost completely still, singing a pretty, you know,
yes.
rangy song.
Jonathan
God.
Groff is a
Jonathan
genius.
Groff
oh, I
kills
love him.
And it's so funny. And he starts spitting like a maniac.
Yeah, and then Andre and I read a thing, and
did
apparently
you see the thing about the tweets? And like
he's just a spitter.
He's a spitter.
Oh. He's like, yeah, I'm a spitter.
I spit all the time. I spit on audiences every night.
he's like, at first I felt bad about it, but now he's like, it's part of the experience.
I just embrace it, dog.
Disgusting.
It's the wet zone over
oh
here.
My favorite of the king is when they're singing the Reynolds pamphlet song, and they're all like, he's never going to be president now. And King George comes out and he's like, oh. And he's just like doing a little jig where I was like, you need to get off the stage because I'm gonna cry.
I
so
just,
funny.
I can't, because there really is no other comic relief in this show. I mean, Jefferson is
he
to
is
because
right. I think there's one point where they're like singing and it's sad and he's like, can we get back to politics
right.
please
yes.
yeah.
But
like, thank
but
God.
It's not like true comedy.
Yes.
It's like more satirical.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Oh my God, that King George shit, so good.
It's so,
so
funny.
And it's so needed. He is only on stage like a total of 3 times, mm-hmm. but every time he's on stage, he steals. He just freaking
yes.
kills it. Jonathan Groff.
Well,
dude.
And then when you think about
John Adams,
I know him.
When you think about, like, historically what the King of England was doing at this time, I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I know everything about everything.
Well, he's the one that
like,
went crazy.
But he literally had no sway on the United States, well,
right.
non-United States at that point, but, like, of the Americas and the colonies and stuff, other than taxing and sending his soldiers
right.
in. So it's yeah. hilarious that he literally is not moving.
Yeah.
Because he is
kill your friends and family.
He's doing nothing on stage. So it's really funny to watch that engagement. It's
yeah.
just a very
yeah.
nice physical
Everybody.
Patrol.
It's hilarious. The whole time.
I still think the most hilarious part was when he was freaking dancing to that. He's never going to be president now. Yeah, he's doing like this thing with his hands.
I wish
all, like,
you could see Andre right now.
He did it perfectly
did it.
Too.
Da, da, da,
so good.
Da, da,
but I mean, A plus. I'm probably going to go back to this a bunch. And honestly, with the time periods that we're in, number one, people need a musical in their life, whether they realize it or not. And it brought me a lot of joy, and it brought me some interest in history. Was everything, and I'll just put this on the line, was everything portrayed perfectly? Absolutely freaking not. You know how
no.
many slaves Jefferson owned?
Right.
But
yeah.
like they did talk about, I think it was like in the cabinet battle, and Alexander Hamilton's like dissing on Jefferson. He's like, we know who's really doing the planting.
Right.
Like
yeah.
they talk about it and they touch on it. And I really like that they do like the John Lawrence thing where he's like
mm-hmm.
trying to have a black battalion. Mm-hmm. And I think when we were watching interviews with Lin-Manuel Miranda, he was even like, great. I want you guys to be talking about this.
Right.
I only have 2.5 hours of your time.
Yeah.
I put as much stuff that I was in there. Was Angelica already married when she met Alexander Hamilton? Yes. But it was way more interesting to me if she wasn't
yeah.
for entertainment purposes.
This
so
is a
I'm changing things. It's
a piece of art.
It's
yeah.
not. He's an artist, so he doesn't have to be historically accurate. He's inspired by something. But, and he was like, I love when I get tweets and people are like, well, actually, this and this and this happened. He's like, well, guess what? I just made you go look up history, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because nobody was doing that before. And nobody
gave a shit.
Right.
And nobody
yeah.
was having these conversations about Black lives and the founding fathers, and that they most of them had slaves and things like that. Like, nobody was talking about that. So he was like, great. Like, he's like, it's a different world that it's coming out of now than 2016, where it was a very Obama era. And this was like amazing that there was all of these black actors and actresses on stage portraying this. And now it's almost like I think David Diggs was like, it's like a step backwards. He was like, it's coming out now, and people are like, whoa. Like, how relevant is it? It's still relevant, and it's going to spark conversations.
Right, yeah.
So that means it's doing what it's supposed to do. Like, I still really enjoy it.
No, well, and I think that that's, like, one of the most interesting pieces that I've seen a lot of people on Instagram and on social media, like,
wanting to take it down. Oh.
What?
Oh, there was, like, this thing, and it was, like, hashtag take Hamilton down. Like, they want Disney to take it down because they think it's racist.
Oh, right. Well, those are idiots. We don't have to listen to them. Go ahead.
We'll go into that later.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
I thought that's where you were going.
No, I was just going to say, because I sent Andrea, Michelle, and Luis were in like a group text or Instagram DM or whatever. Mm-hmm. I sent them this thing because I've been seeing a lot of these kind of like questions about Hamilton popping up. And it's so interesting. That's exactly what Michelle was just saying, how it's like the portrayal of the founding fathers is sparking conversations that none of us would have had, and I think are really important conversations because it's so cool to see these obviously very white men portrayed in people of color. And no, Hamilton did not get to Hamilton as a show did not get to touch on everything that was important at the time, but it did get to show inequities that we can now talk about afterwards.
Right.
That we wouldn't have had the opportunity, just like Lin-Manuel Miranda's saying, we wouldn't have had this opportunity to talk about these things because, number one, you didn't give a shit, but number two, now you can look at, you know, which is very important, the monuments that are being taken down.
Yeah, he talks about that too. He's like, yeah, you guys are, like, it's sparking conversations.
Right, so now we can say, like, okay, you know, well, to me, I feel like Washington's one of the most iconic presidents.
Right.
You know? But he was a slaveholder too.
Correct.
So now we can have these conversations because...
Which we should be.
You know, we have this huge, amazing monument, which is actually really scary when you're sitting at the bottom of it. I
told
scary.
Andre I've never Giant been faces. To the East Coast to see any of that stuff. I would love to do that.
Yeah, it's really fantastic stuff to see. But then you're saying, okay, so we... It sparks those conversations. What should we do with this information? Should we tear it down? Should we just print out the truth of what the entirety of these people did? Like, what's the best way to do that? And we wouldn't have had that conversation without these types of informational stuck in your faces.
Yeah. Right. The way that this show
for sure
presents its ideas, you know, having all of these people of color portray these legends that are from our history books, it extra supremely humanizes them, right?
And they aren't perfect. They weren't.
Right, but it makes you see that they were like regular men
who were
trying to do so much for so many people.
And trying to do something extraordinary, honestly.
Yes, exactly.
The impossible, because at that time, this was unheard of.
Yeah, exactly. So putting it all into that perspective and also letting you know that these dudes weren't perfect, right, like at all. Like they were all... humanly flawed and, you know, historically flawed. They did own slaves and keep them, and for Jefferson's case, bang a lot of them. they
had so many kids.
They did all of that, and this show is able to bring that to light in a fun and super entertaining way
and make you search out more information.
Right.
Because I'm not into history, and I was like researching things. I wanted to get the book The Hamilton Affair just because I thought all of that was so freaking interesting.
That with might
Mariah
be like
Reynolds.
The most important thing that this show can do for an audience member is to go like, well, I gotta go look up a whole bunch of stuff
about what happened in 1776.
It's funny because the moment that the show ended, Luis said, I really liked this. Mm-hmm. But then he started doing some research and he saw, and this is, I mean, we know our Luis, right?
Yeah.
We know who he is and how he is because he's such a rule follower. He didn't like that, you know, Angelica's character was already married and that it wasn't historically accurate. He didn't like that was taken out of context.
Right.
So he was like, well, it's not historically accurate. And I was like, so you don't have a problem that like there's people of color playing white people, right. But like was like, no, I don't have a problem with that.
George Washington just rapped 40 bars, dude.
Pretty sure.
They're introducing themselves in the third person, okay? So
it's interesting because depending on how you internalize the information, you're going to be seeking out different things.
Right.
And I mean, it's for entertainment at its core.
Sure.
So, like you said, he was like, I'm taking some creative liberty here because guess what? It was way more interesting to him if she wasn't married. You know what I mean? Like, it's more drama.
Right.
And let's be real. Most things are loosely based in entertainment.
Sure.
So, all right. So, Emily, here's this article.
Well, and I didn't and pause real fast. I didn't think that it, again, I think it's interesting how people portray things because to me, I didn't think that was like a main theme of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Luis was like, that was totally a main theme to me.
Oh, it definitely was to me, too.
Like, he thought it was, like, a total important main theme.
Right.
Especially because then when he had the affair with Mariah Reynolds, and I was like, well, why wasn't he fucking Angelica then? Like, he should have cheated with Angelica.
To me, I was
like,
just...
Like, it heck made me mad that he... I was, like, offended that he had
gonna
an affair.
If he's going to cheat, he better cheat with this girl, not
so
the other
girl. You going to be writing letters for years and years, and then you just going to fuck some other girl? With
yeah,
that
I was, like, hella offended that he had an affair with not Angelica.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Luis thought it was very important, and I was like, and what to me, that wasn't, like, the
well,
most
important.
Well,
I really liked Angelica, like,
so
even when I watched it the first time,
that,
so I was hecka pissed for her.
Isn't that funny, though?
Right.
You got to fuck
like,
this.
We think... different parts of the story like attract you
and it's what you relate to and what you get drawn
just,
to
yeah so he was like oh no
and
fuck
now,
no.
now
that's
I know the name Angelica
that.
Schuyler you know the
who the heck
the
are the
sister
Schuyler
of
sisters?
The wife of a dude who never became president you know isn't that crazy
I didn't know who the Schuyler sisters were also I kept wanting to say Schuyler every time the things were on the
for
screen
sure.
I was like why don't you spell your name like Schuyler
was,
yeah I would have spelled it all like that white boy
I know
from junior high right
so
SKY baby.
On InsideTheMagic.net, I don't know if you read stuff off of them, there was an article posted on July 7th, hashtag cancel Hamilton, trends after Disney Plus release. It has been less than a week since Hamilton has released on Disney Plus, and people are already taking to social media demanding Disney to take it down. The reasons being that the musical showcases America's founding fathers in a positive, glorifying light, despite the fact that they had faults, including many of them being slave owners, which they touched on.
Well, they didn't touch on the fact that they were slaveholders.
They wanted, can we cancel Hamilton for glorifying our race as founding fathers and painting America as a good country because America's not a good country? Another said, can't believe Disney is showing a show about a slave trader in times like this. Also, the actors aren't the same color as the people they are portraying. How dare they?
It's kind of like.
That's kind of the point. It's a metaphor. But, all right.
Okay.
Are y'all ready to talk about how problematic Hamilton is? Posted another. Lin-Manuel created a piece of work that used hip-hop, a genre created by black people, to tell the story of colonizers and slave owners.
Right.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, to
but, like, they're upset about
to
it.
To an extent, but also everything we just said.
Right. To all of this criticism, I think anyone on that show could tell you that, like, yeah, and now you're aware. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the whole thing is that like the history books that you read in school also glorified those leaders.
For sure.
And they also failed to mention their worst atrocities in that they were slave owners and stuff like that. And they did it in a way more boring way.
Way more boring way.
And they did it in a way that made you glorify
right.
them. Mm. This to me, I don't see any of these characters being glorified.
This damns all of
I
them.
Saw that Alexander's life freaking sucks
yeah, I
most of the time. So
I looked at Luis and I was like, this man's a fucker.
He's,
like,
he's a mess.
He was annoying
like
to me
him.
The whole time. Like,
I don't
know.
Like him. He's an issue. Maybe he didn't like cheat America's funds, but he cheated on his wife.
Oh,
right.
as soon as he cheated, I was like, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
I looked at Andre, I was like, I fucking hate Alexander Hamilton, you piece of shit.
How do you say no to this?
But I think that's what
you say no, bitch.
I think that's what makes it a really good story is that none of them are, like you said right at the beginning, none of them are perfect.
Right.
No.
They're completely human. And this, and I call them the storybooks, our history books.
Right.
Make them into storybook.
Yeah, I think
White Knight
right.
or White.
I think this portrayed
them
a little bit more accurately in that sense. And this is what Lynn said. He said, when you write a musical that brushes against sort of the origins of this country, it's always going to be relevant. The fights we had at the origin are the fights we're still having, which is sad. You know what I mean? In regards to slavery. Also, here's some crazy facts. Critics have already given the musical rave reviews. According to Broadway.com, the show has grossed $650 million in ticket sales since it opened in 2015. Also, over the 4th of July weekend, the Disney Plus app was reportedly downloaded over 513,000 times globally. 266,000 just by Americans looking to watch Hamilton.
Are you telling me that 513 million people already didn't have Disney Plus?
Yes. That is a 72.4% increase over the past 4 weeks.
72%.
That's insane.
I didn't realize that there was 72% of the globe that didn't
have it. Yeah.
Disney Plus. What?
Yeah, what y'all doing?
You weren't binge watching Phineas and Ferb?
Right.
Like, if anything, I honestly think, well, I guess this was supposed to come out in the theaters of October of 2021.
Correct.
And I'm happy that Disney was like, let's put it out right now on 4th of July weekend. So kudos to them, because it is sparking conversations, especially in our political era and climate.
Yeah. So Disney,
and I needed it.
Disney,
I liked it.
Bought the rights to the video production of this a few years ago, and they bought it for like $75 million, which is like the most that anything has ever been spent on like a Broadway before. And they were planning to release it in 2021 in theaters. You know, this exact same thing that we saw, I assume. And now they decided to release it early for streaming services. And I think it's probably the best thing that they ever could have done for the musical. I bet more people have seen it now than ever saw it on Broadway.
Oh, for sure. And just the accessibility. I think he said, like, we're only accessing 1,300 people a night in the theater, and it's Broadway is geared towards the richy rich, especially in New York. You can't afford to go.
Right. All the celebrities
waiting outside
for
lottery tickets or things like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to spend $500 on a ticket. So I hope they do this for more Broadway musicals.
Well,
honestly,
it's funny
because
that you say that,
I love
because
it.
I preferred this style over
like a movie,
over a normal movie for things like Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
Because when you take such a complex musical theatrically,
yes,
not theatrically like on screen, but theatrically in the actual theater, and then you try to put it on stage, it's hard to like keep the grandioseness.
I agree with you. I prefer to like watch the stage production in a movie format. I did that with Oklahoma with Hugh Jackman as the main character, where they filmed like the musical, and that was turned into a movie, and I love that version of Oklahoma. But if you watch the movie version of Oklahoma, I don't give two shits.
Right.
Like, it's not the same. It's not as good.
But
so
then
I agree with that.
But then like the opposite, like for Rent, where it's an extremely
really good movie.
Simple stage, I guess. Like, I feel like the opposite is almost better, because you can walk down a city street versus just walking like 2 feet down.
Yeah,
so
that it just depends on the context, because they're going to make Into the Heights into a movie, and I think that'll work because, like you said, it's a city and stuff like that. Or it worked with Newsies because it's like a city context. So I do agree with you.
If only
that
they hadn't made Mamma Mia into a real movie.
Luis loves Mamma Mia. You shut your fucking mouth.
I do not like Mamma Mia.
You don't like ABBA then.
I do like ABBA, which is the thing. And then that movie, it like just bores me to tears.
Meryl? Bores you?
Wake me up,
Meryl. Oh, is it? Hamilton has a rating on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes, it does. So on Rotten Tomatoes, since it's been released as a movie,
as
technically,
the movie
on Disney Plus, it has a 99% on a tomato meter.
Are they just grading it on how it was shot? Like,
I mean, no, the critics who are reviewing it as a movie that they could watch any other kind of
movie,
they're reviewing it as a movie. So they're reviewing the story, the characters,
the
acting, all that stuff. It's a 99% based on 158 reviews. And the critics' consensus says, look around at how beautifully Hamilton shines beyond Broadway and at how marvelously Thomas Kail captures the stage show's infectious energy.
Yeah, give
Agreed.
Me those face close-ups. I love
Agreed.
Those shots.
It was done well.
It looks really cool. I can see all the veins popping out of Angelica's neck. And
for sure,
gorgeous.
Man.
10 out of 10
that
recommend.
Girl, that
girl. That girl got pipes, and you can see
Yeah,
them.
She does.
She sings with, like,
Everything.
Just ferocious.
Her diaphragm.
Yeah. Wealth. Yeah. Her all. Technically. It's very beautiful. Luis, would you like to say anything about King George?
Guy was hella funny. I like that he moved like he was a pretzel.
Pretzel.
I don't know what that means, but I appreciate it.
I love it. All right. Never going to be president. wait, do the dance again, babe. Now. Never going to be president
oh
now.
God, we need to record that shit. Louise is even laughing.
So friggin' funny. All right, you guys. I think that has been it. That's been our review.
Was that
of
like a full episode?
Hamilton.
Now?
We did 45 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is the Patreon show. Tell your friends. Let us know what you thought of this episode and what you want us to review next. There's a whole bunch of stuff on Disney Plus that's not necessarily like straight up Disney movies. And I don't know if you guys want us to check some of that stuff out.
The X-Men movies
X-Men
on there
movies
now.
On there. There's Fantastic Four on there. There's like National Geographic stuff on there. You know, all kinds of stuff. So if you want,
I'm not doing a National Geographic one. You take that shit.
Yeah, Andre and I watched a bunch of anacondas attacking humans the other day on
YouTube.
Do.
You guys are weird.
Sick,
I'm
not weird. I love
shit.
That shit.
A whole barracuda on your arm. You know what I'm saying?
You guys keep saying things that make me think of the Trolls World Tour movie because we just watched it.
What happens with
Did
the Barracuda?
You love it?
No, they sing the song Barracuda.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Barracuda.
You got me dead on my knees, wouldn't you?
Barracuda. Ding 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 ding. What is this? Guitar Hero.
Ow.
Right.
All
right,
you guys. Thank you so much for listening. This has been A Crack in the Vault. Tell your friends that the show exists, and if you want us to review extra stuff, let us know what you want.
Did you hear Adeline?
What'd she say?
Adeline is supposed to be. I'm whispering into the mic.
Uh-huh.
What'd she say?
She's supposed to be asleep, and she heard me sing that song.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she heard.
She said Barracuda.
And she goes, sing that song from the other room.
She's your daughter.
She goes, sing that song. My kid loves it.
All right, y'all. Sing that song. This has been A Crack in the Vault. The crack has been cocked. Bye.